Hare Krishna. Channelize your capacity to control, to connect with the Supreme Controller. All of us face situations when nothing seems to be in our control. In the normal course of life, we feel as if things are in our control. But, for example, we are all the time under the control of the force of gravity. Gravity pulls us down. When we are in normal territory, we don't feel even the force of gravity. But suppose we slip off a cliff and we are falling down. At that time, we understand I have no control. Just drag down. What can I do against gravity? Although we can't ourselves counter gravity, but if as we are falling down, we manage, if there's a friend with us, and a strong, sturdy friend, and that person immediately stretches out the hand to catch us. And what we need to do is also stretch out our hand to catch that person. So, when we are falling down, we have very little control as compared to the force of gravity. But whatever control we have, if we use it to catch on to something firm, someone firm, then that can protect us. So similarly, we as souls in material existence are subject to the downward pull of our senses and mind. These drag us down towards lower and lower consciousness and they entrap us in misery. In the Bhagavad Gita 15.7, Krishna says that Manah shashthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. And the soul with the mind, with the senses, six senses which includes the mind, is karshati, is struggling in material existence. So we're just being, just like a gravity drags a person down, similarly, the senses and the mind drag us, shackle us and drag us down. And yet, in the next verse itself after this, this was 15.7 and 15.8, Krishna refers to the soul as the controller. So, shariram yadavapnoti yachapyutkramati ishvara. Gruhitvaitani sanyati vayurgandhani vashayat. So he says, in this way the soul, shariram yadavapnoti, the soul gets a body, yachapi utkramati, and the soul leaves the body. And this ishvaraha, the soul is the controller. Gruhitvaitani sanyati, and the soul gets a body and gives up a body. Vayurgandhani vashayat, as the vayu, as the wind, gets some fragrance and then the wind gives up that fragrance. Gets some smell and it gives it up. And the point is that Ishvara, why is the soul called the Ishvara here? Because the point is that although the soul is coming into a body and going out of the body and all this is happening under the control of the modes of material nature, still the point is that we are connected with Krishna. That means we are parts of Krishna. That is mentioned in the previous verse. Mamai vamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So the Ishvara means we have, although when we enter, come into a body, when we go out of a body, that is not in our control. But still, which body we get is in our control if we control our disposition. Krishna has talked about earlier in the 8th chapter that what we remember of at the time of death, that is what we will attain eventually. So, here he is referring to that when he says, Ishvara, we can control the direction of our destination. So, now, if the best way we can tap our control, the modes are very powerful, the force of material existence, which is represented through the modes, is very powerful, like the pull of gravity. But if we take shelter of Krishna, who is beyond the modes, whose parts we are, Mamai Vamsho, then that is like holding on to someone who helps us, who helps prevent our free fall down a cliff. So like that, whatever control we have, we use our capacity to control to connect with the Supreme Controller. If we simply try to control the senses by saying, I will not do this, I will not do that, I will not indulge in this way, I will not enjoy in that way, that will not be very sustainable. Because we need pleasure and our craving for pleasure will drag us eventually towards the only objects that seem available to us, that is sense objects. But if we use our capacity to control, whatever little control we have on our senses, now we may not be able to constantly, day in and day out, able to control what we eat, say. But we do have some control over our tongue. So use that tongue control to engage the tongue in positive activity. We use it to chant the holy names, to to recite scripture, to speak Krishna Katha. And this way we purify the tongue. And that purification will comprise the upper hold, the hold of a falling person onto someone who can protect and rescue. So by our very senses, we can connect with Krishna, and whatever control we have, if we use it to connect with the Supreme Controller, that will bring purification and elevation of our consciousness, culminating ultimately in liberation from material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.